Speakers ranged from 10-year-olds to septuagenarians and included local business owners, doctors, professors, parents, teachers, environmentalists, and UNCW students. Supporters of Titan, including Ronald Sparks, a physicist, engineer, and former Wilmington City Councilman, argue that the company would still be compliant with new federal standards adopted by the EPA last year.
I'm embarrassed that nobody elected us here tonight. I do believe with the high degree of scrutiny of this plant on this site of the old Ideal Cement plant, the scrutiny will ensure that this plant is the cleanest plant in this industry.
Stop Titan activists, many of whom sported the group's signature red T-shirts, say the extension would allow for more than 22 additional tons of particulate matter, which has been shown to negatively affect human health, to be released into the coastal region's air and water stream. The DAQ will accept additional written comments until August 9th. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.